Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Isn't that the Temptations, Monty Penny?
Yeah.
Bass singer embarrasses even Barry White, doesn't he? Jeez, man. What a voice on that guy. 4:37 now, 23 before 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Brief respite from the phone, so I have an opportunity to catch up with a text line, which I am seriously in arrears on. Bobby, on behalf of Senator Biden and Hugh L. from Florence, I want to congratulate you on your retirement success and thank you for your patriotism. From Captain A. Thank you, Cap. I love it when a plan comes together. Bobby, no rain Wednesday. Enjoy golfing, but tell Charlie to bring his winter coat. Some models don't have us getting out of the 30s on Christmas Day after the next front. From your favorite NWS meteorologist. Laugh out loud. Thank you. Appreciate the update. They prefer to remain anonymous, which I understand. Hey, Brother Bob, longtime listener, really going to miss you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing all your knowledge over the years. God bless you from BK down in Possum Kingdom. Gotcha. Bobby, Charlie sounds like Pat Boone. Nice voice. He does have a good voice. Yeah, but can he sing Moody River, you know, or Red Sails in the Sunset? See, that's what's really scary, Money Penny. I know the titles of Pat Boone's songs. Bobby, some of us can pronounce water and hurricane up here. Bobby, if you're not going to do your job, then throw the mic in the dirt, like my daddy. Where is Charlie from? Charlie is originally from Augusta. And as a result, if you thought you heard golf talk about me out the ears, wait until Charlie gets here, because he's an avid golfer as well. Bobby, Charlie starts on the 23rd. 24th and 25th are holidays. Then comes the weekend. My kind of guy. Work one, take four off. Well, who set the standard for that? Said the pot calling the kettle.
Bob McClain.
Correctamundo. Bobby, tell Charlie to move to dark corner. Gotcha. Charlie, check out Duncan. Many, many new neighborhoods. Bobby, somebody is going to have to continue as the voice of conservatism in the media spotlight. Did they give us so little? South Carolina Beaufort turn into a state, and the fresh positive perspective. I know I'm not alone when I say I'm going to miss you. Thank you. Bobby, I've thoroughly enjoyed listening to you over these past many years. Thanks for reading my texts every now and then. Thanks for all the laughs. And this is the texter that asked about Drew McKissick calling in. Yeah, they're going to make that switch as well. Oh, this is interesting. Thank you for the update. Bobby, Bill Cosby has a doctorate of education from the University of Massachusetts Department of Education. I used to work at UMass. From Peter D. in Geeville. Thank you, Pete. Appreciate that. Bobby, to answer the poll question, yes, I believe students have a right to pray in school. What I don't believe in are agitators from outside South Carolina with frivolous lawsuits. Right, the American humanist society. They go all over hassling various school districts all over the country. Bobby, 76,000 new registered voters in Georgia since the last election, November 3rd. Hope the Secretary of State grows a spine and checks return addresses and confirms whether those voters have an actual pulse. Now, I was curious today because those of you who've been around for a while know that years ago I was talking about our pal George Soros and his Secretary of State project, and I was curious how far back this went. So I went and looked, and sure enough, I found an article from the shipwrecked crew at Red State. In 2006, yes, 14 years ago, George Soros funded a project to elect progressive liberals to Secretary of State offices, and now you know why. The Secretary of State project was an American nonprofit progressive 527 Political Action Committee, or PAC, focused on electing reform-minded progressive secretaries of state in battleground states who typically oversee the election process. Now, you may remember at the time that I brought this up, I'm sure people were saying, well, Bob, who cares about the Secretary of State? That's just another office on the ballot, and we just, you know, vote for whoever's on there and go on our merry way. And I pointed out this very thing. The project was funded by George Soros and members of the Democracy Alliance. Isn't it amazing how they always name their things something the opposite of what they truly intend? Because democracy is the last thing they have in mind. In anticipation of a photo finish presidential election, Democrats have built an administrative firewall designed to protect their electoral interests in five of the most important battleground states. The bulwark consists of control of Secretary of State offices in five key states: Iowa, Minnesota, Nevada, New Mexico, and Ohio, where the difference between victory and defeat in the 2004 presidential election was no more than 120,000 votes in any one of them. With a Democrat now in charge of the offices which oversee and administer their state's elections, the party is better positioned than in previous elections to advance traditional Democrat interests, such as increasing voter registration and boosting turnout, rather than Republican priorities, such as stamping out voter fraud. Perhaps more important, in these states and others, Democrats are now in a more advantageous position when it comes to the interpretation and administration of election law, a development that could benefit Barack Obama if any of those states are closely contested on Election Day. So my point is, let's pause for just a moment to consider the two individuals who are the Secretaries of State in Michigan and Pennsylvania. The Michigan Secretary of State is Jocelyn Benson, 43-year-old Harvard-educated attorney. Noteworthy as a professional life of liberal and progressive activism on voting rights issues. Before going to law school, Benson earned a master's at Magdalen College, Oxford in the UK, conducting research into the sociological implications of white supremacy and neo-Nazism. When elected in 2018, she became the first Democrat to operate to occupy the Michigan Secretary of State office. The Pennsylvania Secretary of State is Kathleen Buchvar, also elected in 2018. The press wants President Trump to put his trust in a free and fair election in Philly in the hands of a woman who said the following about him 6 weeks after he took office. Quote, "Using the title president before the word Trump really demeans the office of the presidency." See? So these are the kind of individuals. This is my point being, my overarching point being, when I was talking about this stuff in 2006, people were blithely going about their happy lives. And meantime, Soros was working behind the scenes, planting the seeds for precisely what we have seen 14 years later. So when I say this stuff didn't happen overnight, there you go. 14 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Quick break here and then be right back to the phones here on the Friday Free-for-All on WORD.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's nice. Who'd you say that was, Moneypenny? Pretty nice. Nice, smooth voice. 452, 8 before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, why is stopping out voter fraud solely a Republican principle? Well, good question, and it shouldn't be. Bobby, Soros reminds me of the character Potter that Lionel Barrymore played in It's a Wonderful Life, sits around and weaves his evil plans to control the common man. Yeah, sad but true. And he has more money than old man Potter. Back to the phones we go. It is the Friday Free-for-All, and we head to Spartanburg next and bring in Dave. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. About Stacey Abrams, I was listening to a thing on NPR. She said something about there were 80,000 students who were going to turn 18, and they were going to get every one of them to register to vote between the two elections. She's a smart woman. You have to admit that.
Well, she wasn't smart enough to get herself elected governor of Georgia.
She wasn't, but she put her big girl boots on and started kicking, you know?
Yeah, below the belt, you know, if you go for that sort of thing.
Well, that's the way. Can I ask you a question about the voter fraud in California?
Sure.
The Republicans had set up several boxes and had put official voter registration, voter vote drop-off here. Did you know that, Bob?
I'm not surprised, and if they were, they were doing it in response to the way the Democrats were.
Illegally, and the California.
Well, what? No, it's not. It's not illegal in California, Dave.
Well, it's okay when the Republicans do it, but not when the Democrats do it, right, Bob?
Well, look, if the Democrats are going to cheat,
voter fraud is voter fraud.
Dave, if you're going to try and make the contention that Republicans are cheating more than the Democrats, you are out of your mind. Thank you for the call, Dave. Always good to hear from the lunatic left. Let's go to Lexington and bring in Al here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Al, and welcome to the program.
I'm not sure I can follow that, Al.
I'm not sure you would want to, yeah.
Bob, congratulations on your retirement. I'm a new listener. I'm a stalker of Charlie James.
I've
been listening to Charlie for about 5 or 6 years. I live in Lexington.
Yeah.
And I discovered him in the Low Country years ago, and he is going to be fantastic for your station.
Yes.
It says volumes of what I've been listening to the last couple of days. I've already downloaded your app.
And, nice.
What your caller said about you is, and I've always heard about you too, and great job. And Charlie is just going to do a fantastic job. He's, I can't wait to hear him. I say you got a new customer, new client.
Good to know.
We don't have talk shows like this in Columbia. I'm not sure why we don't. I have to listen to Charleston. I listen to another one in Greenville.
Right.
In the morning. So I'm just not sure why we can handle it. I guess maybe we have too many Democrats in this town and get too contentious on the
Yeah,
on the radio
I think that's like certainly that. A factor, Al. Yeah, I would agree. Well, here's...
To your retirement.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate that very much. Here's something that I have not mentioned. But bears mentioning, and that is the people wondering going forward, you know, about the future of afternoon radio here on WORD. When I first came to the upstate of South Carolina, I was working with a fellow named Mark Hendricks. And in those days, we were at a different company called Barnstable. They were out of suburban Boston. It was a family-owned group. And we had The Planet, Rock 101, and Oldies 106.3. And I was hired to do the morning show at the Oldies station. And then shortly after being hired by Mark Hendricks, who was the operations manager over there at that time, they named me program director. And then that was in 2002. And then 2005, Barnstable sold those properties to Entercom, our present ownership. And when they did, they changed the format on 106.3. They dropped Oldies and went to something else. And I had a little interest in whatever the new format was going to be. So I left and went over and worked for a while doing weather at Fox Carolina, filling in for their regular meteorologists. And then about 6 months later, Mark Hendricks called and said, hey, we have an opening over here for a program director for our news talk station. Would you be interested? And I said, yeah, sure. So the long way around is where I've gone. But the point I'm making is Mark Hendricks is a guy that hired me. And Mark Hendricks, who is now the operations manager for those stations, now that they're Entercom, is also the guy who was in the decision-making process to hire Charlie. Okay? Enough said. News is next. We kick off the weekend coming right up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.